Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 28th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Leading off today, Apple has acquired the machine learning startup Inductive, according to a new report from Bloomberg. The startup had been developing technology that uses artificial intelligence to identify and correct errors in big data sets. The report explains that the engineering team from Inductive has joined Apple in recent weeks to work on several different projects, including Siri, machine learning, and data science. Apple issued its standard statement regarding the acquisition, saying it, quote, buys smaller technology companies from time to time and does not disclose its purpose or plans. The startup was founded by professors from Stanford University, the University of Waterloo, and the University of Wisconsin. Inductive's technology focused on using artificial intelligence to automate the task of identifying and correcting errors in data. Having clean data is important for machine learning, and it helps software improve with less human intervention. Apple has made several notable acquisitions recently, including those related to artificial intelligence and other initiatives. Earlier this year, 9to5 Mac reported that Apple had acquired Next VR, a company with a decade of experience pairing virtual reality with sports and entertainment. Further details about the Inductive acquisition are unclear, so we don't yet know how much Apple paid for the startup or what happens to the rest of the team. In other news, new data released by research firm Omdia says that the iPhone 11 has taken the crown of being the world's most popular smartphone from the iPhone XR. According to the data, Apple shipped 19.5 million iPhone 11 units during the first quarter of 2020. The report explains that despite the impact of COVID-19, Q1 2020 iPhone 11 shipments were 6 million units higher than Q1 2019 shipments of the iPhone XR. Omdia emphasizes that the lead the iPhone 11 has over other devices on the market is massive. The iPhone 11 easily outsold other Android and iPhone devices during the quarter, much like the iPhone XR did a year ago. It's also notable that four iPhone variants ranked in the top 10, with the iPhone XR coming in at 5th place, the iPhone 11 Pro Max in 6th place, and the iPhone 11 Pro in 8th. Finally, the Omdia analysts say that Apple has finally struck the right pricing with the new iPhone lineup. The lineup starts at $399 for the iPhone SE and extends all the way up to $1099 for the iPhone 11 Pro Max. You can find the full details on the top-selling smartphones at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Incipio is launching its new organic core cases for the 2020 iPhone SE. iPhone users can reduce their footprint and emissions with the new line from Incipio. The Organic Core collection offers an environmentally friendly option for the new iPhone SE in three colorways. These cases are designed to protect our planet and your phone. They're made from 100% plant-based and compostable materials. The Organic Core cases are 100% biodegradable in a compostable environment, and they can be disposed of in as little as 6 months. Incipio's sleek new cases provide 6-foot drop protection and feature a raised bezel to help keep your device safe. The entire Organicore line from Incipio is now available for $39.99. And we're also teaming up with Incipio to give away a 2020 iPhone SE to 9to5 Mac readers. You can enter the 9to5 Rewards giveaway at the link in the show notes below. Last but not least today, it appears that Apple is planning a new design for the Apple Watch leather loop. A tipster shared a variety of images of a new Apple Watch leather loop with 9to5 Mac earlier this month, and now similar images have surfaced on Reddit. The anonymous tipster who reached out to 9to5 Mac indicated that these new leather loop bands could be unveiled as soon as next month. Apple currently sells the leather loop for Apple Watch in 4 different colors: Meyer Lemon, Saddle Brown, Peacock, and Black. The leather loop costs $99 and it's available in medium and large sizes, but it's only available for the 44mm Apple Watch, not the smaller 40mm model. One possibility could be that Apple is redesigning the leather loop with a new fitness and waterproof design. The images, which you can see for yourself at the link in the show notes below, seem to depict a leather loop with a different finish that could be more breathable than the current design. There are also different color accents around the edges, as well as new color options such as light blue, pink, and red. And there are magnets in the bands themselves to connect both sides together. The Apple Watch leather loop shown in these images certainly looks to be more sporty. This design could make the band more versatile and appeal to a wider audience of Apple Watch users who might have otherwise chosen the sport band or the sport loop. As of right now, it's unclear when Apple might unveil the new leather loop for Apple Watch, and it's possible that plans might get scrapped. Apple did just announce new Apple Watch bands for Pride Month, and with WWDC right around the corner, it's not out of the question to see a leather loop announcement soon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.